Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to KCIABC Today. This is Roy Harriman, and I'm here with Jenny Matkovich, the director of this year's Business Communicator Summit, which is coming up Wednesday, February 18th at the KU Edwards campus in Overland Park. And it's a full day of education, inspiration, networking, and it's just a great time. Jenny, I want to say thank you, first of all, for all of your hard work. I know that in addition to all of your volunteer time setting up Business Communicators Summit, you have a day job with Cerner. So thank you so much.
Oh, I've really enjoyed it. I have an outstanding committee this year, so it's made it not only much easier for me, but I think it's adding a lot more value. You're going to see a great event and a great turnout this year.
Well, I can't wait. And Jenny, our keynote speaker this year is a big deal. His name is Joe Polizzi, and we know that not everyone has time to be a marketing geek. So for those who don't have as much time to stay in tune with who's who in the world of communications, tell us about Joe and why people need to come and hear him.
Well, he's the author of the book, Epic Content Marketing, How to Tell a Different Story, Break Through the Clutter, Connect with Your Customers by Marketing Less. So he's really honing in on communication and valuable content for that your audience really wants to read and learn from. He's really the one who is the originator or one of the first who termed content marketing back in 2001. He's the founder of the Content Marketing Institute, and I followed him, and I knew a lot of KCIBAC members follow him and their different emails, and they have a big conference. So when we were kind of brainstorming what would be the best keynote and what's really going on in the industry right now, content marketing comes to the top of mind for a lot of initiatives and insights that we're trying to accomplish as communicators. So we reached out to Joe. We watched a few of his YouTube videos. I listened to several of his podcasts and realized he would be a great person to come to Kansas City.
Well, I love the focus on content marketing. As you say, everything I'm listening to and reading about references content marketing. And so the idea that we have someone who's going to equip us and give us ideas and tips to help us get away from this cycle of trying to interrupt people, which if it ever worked, it doesn't work anymore, and give them valuable information and move them into the customer conversion cycle, I think it's going to be great. And if you're listening and you don't have a ticket, you do not want to miss it. Speaking of that, how much are tickets and how do people get them?
Okay, so tickets range from $75 to $300. Now, $75 for students, that includes undergraduate, graduate students. So go ahead and take advantage of that as a student. Also, for members, they get a little bit of a discount because they have been a member throughout the year, and that's part of it. So this is one event that we really like to put on for our members. Nonprofits get a discount as well. And then $300 is for non-members. But that being said, if you think about all the different marketing and communication conferences that are happening nationally, so often you have to pay for a flight, you have to pay for a hotel. All this is at an incredible fee for a full day event, including breakfast and lunch, and among other things. And it's in our backyard, so no flight needed.
Well, anybody who pays for conferences knows that $300 for a guest, or even if you weren't a guest, is a tremendous deal. So, And like you say right here, no travel time, no hotel expenses. And Jenny, as you were just alluding to, Joe is, he's really just the tip of the iceberg. And we have some breakout sessions coming up, but two very important questions. One, is there going to be coffee, a serious supply of coffee, and will there be any snacks?
Of course. Yeah, we took that into consideration. Not only will there be coffee in the morning, but we'll have soft drinks, teas, lemonade. This year, because my committee is fantastic, not only did I have individuals that were new to BCS, but I also had individuals who had put on their own BCS in years in the past. So they really sat down and we took catering very seriously. So there should be no qualms.
Fantastic. So as part of lunch, this is really a power lunch. We're squeezing every moment out of this day. We've got a panel featuring key communicators from Garmin, Cerner, and HNTB. What are they going to be talking about?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this because this is something a little bit different than we've done in the past. These executives from these organizations, the Metropolitan of Kansas City, but they affect global communications. They're going to be up on stage, not only telling us about how they got into their careers, but the individuals that they look, those communicators that they look to hire. So for the panel, we're going to have these high executives, CCOs, head of public relations, head of marketing at Cerner come on stage and tell us not only how they got to those roles and the different courses and actions that they took during their career to end up in these organizations, but to tell us about their employees, what type of employees that they're looking to hire around communications and marketing. And then also, you know, how are they leading some of these most innovative companies in Kansas City, and what are they focusing on, and what are their concerns and lessons learned, as well as successes? So really an opportunity not only for them to have some discussion on stage, but also for our audience to get to raise their hand and ask these executives some questions.
Well, and it's great to be able to ask questions of local people from companies that we're all familiar with. A lot of times we say, jokingly, that an expert is someone from out of town, but we've got plenty of experts right here in Kansas City. And then, Jenny, before and after lunch, we have breakout sessions, more than any one person will be able to attend. And I saw there's even one on Twinkies that is the relaunch of that brand. Now, I'm, as an adult, I'm now more of a protein bar guy than a Twinkie guy. But when I was a kid, I used to freeze them, to get that chewy effect. Did you ever do that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, but, it's not too late.
There's a lot of nostalgia around Hostess, and thanks to the incredible communications, digital communications that once Hostess, the first company, went away and then was repurchased, the campaign around that really made everybody want to make sure that they got Twinkies, and they really launched that Hostess brand well. And it was because of the fantastic communications on a broad range of PR and digital communications and social media that they did so well. So David, the CMO of Hostess, is going to be talking about that relaunch and the course of communications that they used to position that brand in a way that made everybody rethink about their Twinkie experience.
That's right. Well, I'm sure it's going to be booked, and there are a lot of other great breakout options as well. How can people learn more about the breakout sessions and who's speaking and what they're talking about?
You know, I think the simplest way to navigate, if you're just hearing this podcast, is to go to the KCIABC website. Right away, you'll see the BCS link. Click on it. And then once you click to register, you're going to be able to see the full agenda. And we listed the bios and the full description of each of those sessions.
Okay, excellent. And then finally, the day ends with prizes. Are these secrets? Do people know what you're going to be giving away?
Yeah, well, this year we have some fantastic prizes. And, instead of just a few big ones, we have quite a few. So, so many people can go home a winner. And no matter what the case is, this is going to be an exceptional experience. So, if you don't win, I think you'll be winning by attending.
But you have to stick around to win, right? You can't go home early and get a call on your cell phone.
Yes, exactly. Make sure you stay. It will be well worth it, the whole day event. Plus, the best part of this event is not only the content and the education, but it's those people who are going to be sitting in those seats next to you, a great opportunity to network with some of the best communicators in the Midwest.
Right, and it's a lot of fun. It's a nice change of pace. Jenny, any final words about Business Communicators Summit?
I think one thing to take away, especially with these breakout sessions, is we have kind of more introductory communications sessions, whether that be, writing for readability, as well as some design sessions. So it's really what you make out of the day, no matter, if you're an entry level employee or you've been doing communications for a long time, there's going to be a lot to take away from BCS 2015. And I'm excited to see you all there.
All right. Well, that is it. Join us. Invite a colleague, invite a friend, but don't invite a competitor, because they will leave smarter and more connected than you.